Now, our son Marshall, 13 years old, and by the way, he's taller than his dad at that age. What do we get him for Christmas? Well, he wants electronic stuff. We get him some. But we also got him some brain-tickling puzzles and games from Marbles, the brain store. We talk about that on the show a lot. He likes that stuff. And we just feel better getting him things that are fun but also make the brain work. The chair of the Teacher Education Department at DePaul University asks, quote, "Are we raising a generation of tech-savvy antisocial idiots?" Dr. Roxanne Owens is in the Allstate Showcase studio, and you get asked to recommend tech gifts for kids a lot, apparently.
I do. A lot of people want to give their kids the things that they want and the things that they're going to enjoy using.
But the technology manufacturers are designing a lot of technology for kids. Even preschoolers are being given iPads.
They are being given iPads, and I'm not sure. We have a term in education, developmentally appropriate, meaning is that the best use of the preschooler's time to sit on electronic kinds of gadgets? And personally, I really think everything in moderation, but with preschoolers, there are better things for them
but
to do.
But don't you think parents, in their mind, it's the thing to do. It's
absolutely
the modern thing to do. It's like, you know, here's how you create the modern Einstein. You have them listen to Mozart, and you have these modern electronic games that typically kids many years older are playing with.
Right. And you don't want your child to be left behind. You don't want your child to be the one who doesn't know how to use the iPad and how to have all of those really cool electronic gadgets. But we haven't really gotten any research that says that those kinds of toys are any better for children than other kinds of things where they're actually playing with Legos.
I wish I was listening to the, could remember what I was listening to on the radio yesterday. And they were talking about just blocks.
Right.
That kids have, just playing with blocks,
right,
very young children develop all kinds of positive results from that.
Absolutely.
Tactile interplay
fine
with their
motor
real
skills,
environment.
Absolutely. I really get scared when I walk into a preschool and I see a lot of preschoolers with iPads in front of them and they're playing with an app that lets them build things electronically with Legos, rather than actually going over and three-dimensionally building things with Legos.
So, Roxanne, you're on the front lines of teaching and what's known about how kids learn in the world and how they interact with their natural environment. But are you saying it's just empirical evidence, anecdotal evidence that we have that suggests that maybe we need to have more of a holistic parenting approach when we're raising very young children?
I think that what I'm saying is that we don't have any research data that says that the advantages of the technology are so overwhelming that it's worth the cost over some other toys.
But my sense is that you're saying not only is there no evidence of positives, but we may be adding negatives to the equation.
I think that in some ways we are. We like to see young children collaborating with each other and talking with each other and playing together and negotiating. And I think that we think they're doing that when they're all working together on a screen. But it's not exactly the same as when you're actually physically manipulating things and drawing together. It's not the same on the screen.
You know, another thing, we had a guest on a few weeks ago was talking about an area where there is evidence, and you're certainly familiar with this, is that when parents, for example, read to the children, when the children hear language being used by their parents, that has a profound positive effect on their development.
Because it's the interaction. It's the direct interaction that makes the difference with language development with children. That's why putting a child down in front of the TV and having them listen to language is not the same as the actual interaction of when the parent talks back with the child.
Right, and the parent is prompting some kind of a response, too.
Right, absolutely.
And apparently that is a lot more profound than a lot of parents would realize.
Absolutely. I think we see a lot of that just socioeconomically when you have children that have grown up in an environment where the parents do talk to them and do a lot of interaction and do have a lot of games and toys available to them. And then, you know, a few miles away in Chicago, we have children going to schools where that hasn't happened. And so we have kindergartners who still don't know the alphabet, for instance, and whereas in other places you have kindergartners who are reading already.
Talk about interaction, Dr. Owens. You have children who now use as their main mode of interaction with each other social media,
absolutely,
Facebook, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many who feel that there's sort of a dimension of loneliness that they're really experiencing because there is no way to duplicate face-to-face, person-to-person, eye-to-eye interaction. You've got to be in the same space with somebody.
Right. And even sometimes when they are in the same space together, you have a 13-year-old, I have a 13-year-old, and sometimes she'll be in the back seat of the car with other 13-year-olds, and they will be texting other people who are not in the cars.
I read that in the New York Times about 2 years ago, that they were taking a cross-country trip, the parents, two kids in the back, and they were thinking, my gosh, they must be engaged with the environment outside. And that's what their chosen mode of interaction was, to either tweet or text something electronic.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's like anything with parenting. Your kids would love to have chocolate at every meal, perhaps, but that you know that that's not the best thing for them. So everything in moderation.
So is that how to strike the balance, is to not deny them certain electronic opportunities and experiences, but to be sure you're balancing that with talking to them, listening to them, interacting with them, and getting them out into the world and doing things.
Absolutely. Every time we get in the car, we don't necessarily have to let them pull down the screen and watch something, or, you know, get out their phone and text somebody. We actually could talk to each other now and then.
Yeah. But you're fighting a storm that's blowing against you, because the manufacturers, they want to create new markets. And
absolutely,
they're trying to create the image that the modern parent has to buy this stuff.
Right. Absolutely. A lot of, you know, parents of two and three-year-olds will say, yes, she absolutely, I give her my smartphone and she right away knows how to do the swipe. And, you know, that's cute.
Mm.
But, you know, does she know how to do other things with her hands too?
So your 13-year-old does have some of the gizmos.
My 13-year-old has a phone, a smartphone, and she would sit and play with it from the minute she gets home until the minute it's time for bed, if we allowed her to do that.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes parents think, wow, this is a great electronic babysitter, because at least they're not nagging, they're not fighting, they're not crying.
Right, right, as was TV
when
we were growing up. So, you know, and again, nothing wrong with TV. I love TV, but in moderation. They have to do other things too.
Yeah. So parents actually have to be consciously aware of these sort of things, because it's kind of insidious as to how electronics can take over your life.
They can take over your life, and you, as much as you think you know what they're doing online, and even if you have the computer in the family room so you can see what they're doing, you know, you don't necessarily, and even if you trust your own child, there's a lot of things out there that you really don't want them exposed to.
Dr. Roxanne Owens is the chair of the Teacher Education Department at DePaul University. Thank you so much for coming in. Keep us up to date on other good cutting-edge topics in relation to parenting.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.